and there's 12 baskets left over, 12 baskets full of food. They started with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and there's more than when they started, and they fed 25,000 people. This is the abundance that Jesus brings when he enters a place. And I don't know exactly what they did with all these leftovers. I like to think that they gave them back to the boy. Like maybe he's got some cousins that help him bring it home. But he offers to Jesus his inadequacy, and he goes home with an abundance. And although we don't know exactly what happens with them, we do know that this number 12 is significant. It always means in Scripture a fullness of the people of God. So Jesus, hear this, has come to satisfy and feed not just some of God's people, not a few, but all those who belong to God. He is more than enough to satisfy. 12 baskets left over, more than enough for every person who belongs to him to be full and content and nourished in him. So this is that feeding of the 5,000 you've probably heard before, but we're in danger of missing why all the Gospels share this story. It's easy for us just to see this as a physical miracle and miss that God is trying to tell us something about his ability to provide for us spiritually. The next day, the people are seeking out Jesus again because they had an amazing free meal. So what could be better than finding Jesus again? And let's see what better food he can provide. So they say, Jesus, where did you go? And he knows that they're looking for another free meal. And so he says, you don't seek me out because you saw a wonder, but because you had your fill. And then Jesus says this line, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life that the Son of Man will give you. Simply want you to get this. There's two kinds of food. There's food that you work for that spoils and goes bad and won't nourish you. And there's food that's free, that's given to you, that's lasts to eternal life. It's simple. Jesus couldn't make it more clear. Let me say it again. There's food that you will work for that will exhaust you, that you put your life, your energy, and your time into, and it will spoil. It won't even do all that you're trying to work for. You give yourself, and it doesn't even meet your craving. But Jesus says there's another kind of food that will be given to you freely that doesn't just not spoil, it lasts to eternity. So how do we get this kind of food? Jesus draws out in Isaiah 55, hear this with me. It says, come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money. I love Isaiah. You who have no money, what do? Come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. And I know you see that Jesus is not talking about a physical meal here. Isaiah is not picturing that. But no doubt, people in this room, you are working hard and spending yourself on a meal that does not satisfy. Relationships, all sorts of other ways that we seek out nourishment that does not satisfy. Why are you spending yourself on something that will never give you the life you want? Instead, come buy wine and milk. Come buy the richest affair that is free. So where again do we find this meal? I want to end with this. Where do we find this meal that is free and that will satisfy? You read this morning in John 6. Jesus says this brief line, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. He is the nourishment that you are craving. He is the life that you need. And he's not one that you have to work for or impress. He's giving you his life freely. Again, what stories and images have shaped your idea of who God is? Jesus is wanting to redirect you and see that I am the food and the meal that you are longing for. So pray with me, and we'll let you guys get out of here. Jesus, I love the simplicity of your teaching, that you take ideas that we are all familiar with, no matter where we come from in the world or in life. We all have had food that we have eaten and have felt satisfied. And Lord, I love how you take that to spiritual things, of how we can be hungry and try to nourish ourselves spiritually but still be empty. And you say you're the bread of life that we're looking for. So Lord, help us see this week the ways you're looking for us to be nourished and satisfied in you. And ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you guys for hanging out this morning. You are all dismissed.